listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess.
Back, or do we start with welcome?
Okay, it's a Joe. Bit of a weird one to start with welcome back when we've never actually been anywhere. I say we just go for it. Let's yeah, how's your chess been recently,
Joe? I just was, I think you already have gone for it.
Gone
I think
what?
That was a perfect start.
Should we just leave that in?
Just leave it in. So your question was, how's my chess been?
Yeah, how's it been going recently?
Really, really, really shit.
That's what I like to hear. How bad are we talking?
Yeah, just like a lot of losses. Not even to players that are quite, I think one last week was, or this week, sorry, was about 200 points less than me or so.
Jeez, so they were like 300 rating?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. And have the losses exactly. been down to what, just blunders or time control?
I think just general shitness.
Just not being good at chess.
Like, I think I haven't, basically, I think I just haven't focused on... like sat there and deciding I'm going to get stuck in and play and have a bit of silence around me. I've just played it in opportune moments.
I'm starting to learn that it's not me that's bad at chess. It's just everyone else is really distracting.
And everyone's better than you.
And everyone's better than me. But yeah, I've started only playing from about 1 a.m. onwards once the whole world goes to sleep and I can finally just focus on my moves. And I'm still blundering like mad, but at least I have more fun.
Yeah, so what about in terms of rating? You just mentioned it. What's your rating at the moment, Joe?
Okay, what do you want? Rapid, bullet, or blitz? Because there is a massive difference, I've realised.
Really? And what are we talking? Chess.com, Lee Chess? What do you play on mainly these days?
So I'm just on chess.com. I know everything's on Lee Chess for free, but for some reason I feel the need to pump about 20 quid into chess.com every month for the exact same things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's very hard to convince people that it's a good purchase, but yeah, I just can't stop myself. But yeah, at the moment, so my Rapid is 1800. And I've been scared to play Rapid ever since achieving that because that's my highest rating ever and I just haven't touched it in about 3 months. And I've just been working on getting my Blitz and Bullet up. Bullet, I've got to 1534, but I'm starting to realise I just can't play Blitz. I don't know what it is. I've got this mental block where I... either rush everything because I think I'm playing bullet, or I take too much time because I think I'm playing rapid, and I've been losing every single game.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't get my head around it.
I think maybe when we play rapid or play bullet, you know that you can get away with playing moves that aren't that great because your opponent's just not going to spot them. They haven't got time. They're going to make the same stupid errors you do. When you play them in blitz, anything sort of 10-minute games, something like that, you're going to get punished.
100%, and as much as
by players who play blitz, say that again, Sergio.
As much as I love a good punishment, and like in terms of kinks and whatnot, it's just not the same in chess. just doesn't hit the same. But yeah, no, it's been really peeing me off. How about yourself? What are your ratings looking like?
Okay, well, I haven't used chess.com for a little bit, but on chess.com, I have. God, I can't even read them out. They can't be this bad at the moment.
How bad are we talking?
Bad. I mean, it depends if you're listening to this, if you are our listener and yours are worse than this, then and you think you're good, then, yeah, they're not that bad. If you're not, I don't want to make you feel bad when you hear my ratings or such. So Bullet on chess.com is coming in at 980.
Yeah.
Rapid is coming in at 1451.
That's nice.
And Blitz is coming in at 1028. So, you know, we just had this conversation about you can't do your Blitz. Mm-hmm. And I was saying like 10-minute matches. There is no 10-minute in Blitzes, though.
No. Yeah, that's Rapid.
Yeah. So, you know, that shows what I know about chess.
We're chess connoisseurs.
Yeah. Do you want to find someone else to do this podcast with?
I think so. I don't know why either of us think we're qualified to be doing this.
It's because we're average, Joe.
There you go. I was going to say, you've got grandmasters with chess podcasts. Who's going to be coming to us to be learning?
Yeah. Do you think they will?
I don't think so. There's got to be someone out there who's worse at chess than we are, or But like you say, it's all about being average and learning. It's fun to see where we'll end up. We could be grandmasters in like 2 years' time.
We could.
We won't, but we could.
We won't, but we could. It's a good point.
It's something to work towards, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, why do you think your ratings have been falling? Is there something down to that?
Mainly losing, I'd say.
It's always the main contributor, isn't it?
Yeah, losing always. I've noticed correlation between my rating dropping and me losing.
And have you noticed that your rating tends to go up the more you win?
Does it really? I haven't actually been at that stage for a while.
Yeah, you haven't actually got round to winning, so you wouldn't know what happens.
To winning. I'm going to give it a shot this week. Go, if I was going to tell you what I've got on Lee Chess, because I play that more, but obviously I know the ratings there are
bit inflated.
A bit lower anyway.
Yeah.
Bit inflated, not lower, bit inflated. Bullet, I'm on 1372.
Nice.
Blitz, 1384. And Rapid, 1705.
1705. Okay, I mean, it all sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? It all sounds pretty jazzy.
It sounds good. And I could just be making it all up, couldn't I?
Exactly. Okay, what are you going to be doing to improve in? That was awful English. What are you going to be doing to improve?
So what am I going to be doing to improving is... I'm going to... Okay, so this week, I think I will potentially watch... Maybe I should go back to watching the Dania speedrun matches. I was quite enjoying them. I'm not sure how much I learn, but I like watching them. I know you watch. He is a handsome fella. I know you watch them, but do you find that then when you're playing chess, you're doing a Dania commentary in your head?
Well, almost like he's kind of guiding you through like a little life coach.
Yeah. As if he's in there. Yeah, a little bit.
But obviously the things that he's saying in my head aren't actual Dania quotes. It's just absolute shit. So I'm just still blundering, but I'm just having his head kind of, his voice going around in my head.
Yeah, same here. So I might watch some more of those. I have a plethora of chessable courses that I just haven't been looking at lately. So maybe I should just focus on one of those.
Okay, what opening you been using? I want to find out so I can know to avoid it.
We're talking chess?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to know about any of the other openings you've been using.
So with chess, I've been sticking with my usual, to be honest with you. I'm a bit bored with... the black ones. So when I'm white, I tend to use the King's Gambit. Reason being, I just find the games are not boring when I use King's Gambit. They're just interesting games.
True.
I don't win a lot like that many of them, as I've just told you, but they're not boring. So King's Gambit. If I'm black, London System or the England Gambit. Not London System, even slightly. Scandinavian, if I'm black. England Gambit. Scandinavian just really boring me right now. I need to develop something else.
Have you ever used the modern variation of it, where you're, rather than recapturing? Yeah.
Yeah, you were telling me, weren't you, earlier in the year. So I have given that a shot, but I didn't learn any of the theory, so I was just rubbish at it. And I just got back to theory. That's a good point. I just go back to what I normally sort of use to lose. That's why I look at it. Use it, lose it. That's exactly the way I'm playing. How about yourself, Joe?
Yeah, so after you've just been saying how boring the Scandinavian is, it's pretty much all I've been using.
Modern one, though,
I use
with
it religiously. But it's more, I just can't be asked to learn another opening. I think I need to be put out of my comfort
that's
zone.
That's how I feel.
That's it. I just need to be told, just learn this specific opening or something, even just for like a week or two, and then just go away and kind of slave away on it, just try and learn it. And I think the thing is, I get too protective over my rating points, especially with Rapid, where I don't want to learn another opening because I just know it's going to really just, I don't know, violate my rating.
I think you've got to do that though, haven't you? I noticed you've got to lose quite a bit before you start winning again.
Yeah, but no, it's true. And with my white ones, I've been going for the Danish, you know, where you just kind of sacrifice two or three pawns to get like early development and just lose about 98% of your games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just securing that loss way quicker than I used to. It's
that's good.
My games are getting a lot faster. It is funny with us both being of Sicilian descent. You think one of us would be opening with the Sicilian, but we're both going kind of Danish and Scandinavian.
Yeah, I think it comes down to lack of trust. Sicilians don't trust people that much.
They're just dodgy bastards, aren't they, as well? Yeah. So you wouldn't want to trust them with your defence.
Nah, exactly. So, yeah, but I think the thing is, I think whenever you move, try something new, you're going to lose a bit, aren't you? You're going to lose to start. So, for example, last night I played a friend of ours at badminton. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's not a bad player, but he has been focusing a lot on technique. And
you're just saying that because you know he'll be listening to this. It's shocking.
I hope so. And I just want to point out that I beat him 6-0 in the hour and a half that we played.
Oh, nice.
And really, it hasn't got a lot to do with chess, but I just wanted to put it in there.
You just wanted to gloat a little bit.
A little bit. So, yeah.
Oh, there genuinely isn't like a loop around. There's nothing relevant.
There's just nothing relevant there. No. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll add something in later. So what are you going to be doing, Jofers, to improve your chess this week?
Oh, can you even improve on the brilliance that I'm already displaying? I'm not sure.
I think you can.
I really can. I'm just worried to actually kind of up my workload. Well, I really need to work on like my middle game. End game, I feel quite good. Openings, mm-hmm. I feel all right, but then once all my pieces are out and stuff, I look at them, I just don't know what to do. I just stare at my bishop and my knight and the pawns, and I just think, like, what am I supposed to do in this position?
Do you play many tactics? You do, don't you?
Yeah, really into my puzzles. I think any spare 2 seconds I get, if I'm on the toilet, if I'm at work, if I'm walking, if I'm going through, I'm just always doing puzzles. I love them.
Really?
But then I just never think to look for those kind of things within the game. I always think it's like a separate thing. And then I rarely see sacrifices or kind of quick checkmates or anything like that.
Do you think it's because we play in faster games, we should slow down?
I just think I'm not very good at chess, if I'm completely
honest. You are, Joe. You're good. Yeah.
See, this is the pep talk I need. It's the
Well, it's not just that. I want people to tune back in and listen to the podcast and stuff. If they think you're shit, they're just not going to...
They can learn.
They're not going to bother listening, are they?
Nah, that's a very good point. It's a very good point. What are you going to do to improve then? You're going to get back on your chessable courses?
Mainly just the stuff that we already discussed when you asked me that question sort of 5-10 minutes ago.
It's a very good point. I'm just thinking, I'm trying to back up the questions just in case we lose the audio from earlier.
Yeah, a good point. I'm just going to... Maybe I should add some tactics in. I do them, but not enough. I think the other things, I'm just not like dedicated enough to make that improvement. I'm quite enjoying playing. Mm-hmm. Win or lose, I'm just enjoying the game. Always have. And not really focused at the moment a lot on improving, but I should, especially for the podcast. So I was, with that in mind, what we were both saying earlier was about starting up some separate chess accounts on chess.com or Lee Chess or something, specifically for the podcast. What do you reckon?
Oh, I love that idea, because if people were to see the actual account that I have now, they'd see how much time I actually spend on chess.com, and it's frightening.
Exactly. Well, not just that, you'd probably get sacked from your day job, wouldn't you?
It's a very good point.
Is there a time stamp on the games? I can't think.
I'm not too sure, but once they see that I've got over 50,000 games worth on there, it's not going to look good.
You just do the maths. Either you're an insomniac or you're playing while you're at work.
And it's clearly both. But yeah, it could be interesting to maybe set each other a couple of challenges for the next week until the next episode.
Challenges, I like it.
Yeah, it's like it.
The way I said that as well is like, it's the first time I've ever heard this idea.
We literally discussed it 15 minutes ago before starting.
15 minutes, yeah.
But the viewer doesn't know
challenges.
That.
No, good point.
Exactly.
So what did you just say, Joe? We should do
challenges. Some challenges, yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Cracking. We should do an acting podcast on the side, I think.
We should. I've got a challenge for you then.
The thing is,
I'm thinking maybe we should have two extra accounts. So one that we actually take serious, mm-hmm. and just see where we go from now as we start in this podcast. See how we improve or don't improve. Just take our chess serious on that one. And maybe another one for just stupid stuff. So my challenge for you is it's nothing major. It's nothing, major. But I'm thinking, why don't you open at least maybe 20 games... with like, I don't know, move your H pawn forward 2.
Okay, as in like the first move?
H4. First move, H4.
Okay.
That's it. Something really simple to kick us off. Just move your H pawn 2 squares, H4.
I'm starting to feel like a bit of a sadistic bastard because the challenge I got
for
you
was
nowhere near as kind.
Yeah,
so the challenge I had for you was to just sacrifice your queen at like the first moment you get. So second or third move, just get rid of that queen and just just see how it changes your kind of play. Like, do you use your bishops more? Do you get your rooks in earlier? Just how can you kind of make up for that really shit loss straight away?
Oh, I like it. Okay, yeah, I'm up for that. Sacrifice my queen, about 20 matches or so.
Yeah, I'd like to see what you kind of get out of that. I'm sure you get a few wins and a few maybe violent words from your opponent just saying like, yeah, cheers for that, you bloody pillock.
Actually, it'd be good to screenshot and then put on YouTube or something some of the chats. That could be a good one for future, couldn't it?
I like that.
Some chats with people and then publish the chats. Might not even be about chess, could just be anything.
I mean, you had one recently, didn't you? Like a really weird guy who just out of nowhere popped up saying, I'm going to checkmate you on move 23.
Yeah, that's right. And then I think he was going on about Jedi mind tricks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find old chats?
I think so. I think you just have to find the game.
Right, if I can find that game and find the chat, I'll tell you what it was next time. And if I can't, I'll make something up and pretend I'm telling you what I'm reading, so it won't make any difference. I'll see if I can find. But yeah, he was talking about Jedi mind tricks and anyway, basically, I resigned on move 23 or whatever he said. And then I thought, I'm only doing it for a laugh. And then I thought, what am I? Has he actually worked some sort of weird Jedi mind trick on me?
I think he has.
Well, obviously, he did.
I mean, he called it, didn't he? He's the Nostradamus of chess. He called the the move, and yeah, you fell for it. What a guy.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, Joe. We can look into doing that.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of do that challenge. So just move the H pawn twice and then crack on as normal.
Actually, yeah. Can I just change that? What I want you to do is move the H pawn just one square.
Okay.
And then on your next move, move it another square.
Okay, so almost waste two moves.
Well, yeah, basically, yeah. Or white. So if you're white, should we still use the H pawn if you're white? Or should we switch for the A pawn? I'm going to want H either way.
Okay, A or H. All right, I like that. Yeah.
No, not A or H, just H.
Just H. Okay, perfect.
So if you're black, H as well.
Yeah, fine by me. I still feel like I've pulled the large straw there.
And I think which straw have you pulled?
I pull a different straw every day.
Okay, so names. I was thinking like setting up an account with AJC, Average Joe's Chess Al, and you being AJC Joe.
I like it. But yeah, we'll go for that. I'll get that set up after this episode, and I'll have a way at that challenge. We'll see how we get on.
Okay, sounds good.
Should we leave it there for this week then? Crack on with the challenge and meet up next week, do the same thing.
Sounds like a plan, Jofers. Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
I bet the fans can't wait, all three of them.
That many.
Alright, I'm going to whack the recording there just before it runs out. I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jofers. See you later, man.
Lovely. Take care. Bye-bye.